I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. There'll be some cutting-edge information that I don't think you're going to hear anywhere else, especially concerning this current situation with the coronavirus. And I'm going to kind of set a template or a model on the show for, getting to identifying what the challenges are, but also spending the majority of the program talking about positive things that we can do. And before we get to all that, I'd like to start the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Thank you.
Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those that are new listeners to ET yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. I'd like to, at this time, also express my gratitude and appreciation towards the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. You're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and when you do your passion, other people become aware of the difference you're already making. I'd also like to invite people to email me with questions about any content that I bring up on the program, as well as send me ideas for program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, either using ideas and concepts or techniques that you pick up on this program. And you can always email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. So in preparing for tonight's program, I thought it would be a good idea to, because I guess the topic on everybody's mind is the current situation that we're in with this the COVID-19, and I'd like to kind of give a template. The template kind of goes like this. For a few minutes at the beginning of the program, I'm going to talk about the challenge that I see, and then I'm going to spend the majority of the time talking about positive things that we can do about it. And that's a formula that I would suggest for everybody, because what I'm noticing is that every time there seems to be a conversation between people, they keep going over and over the same stuff, and they're spending way too much time focusing on this issue. And unfortunately, the rules of the universe haven't changed any, so you become whatever you focus your attention on, and to assign any meaning to anything with a positive meaning or a negative meaning is to invite that into your life. So being neutral about something assigns no meaning is the way to not attract that reality into your life. So I think the idea here is that it's very useful and beneficial to identify a challenge or a problem that you need to address, but at the same time, you don't want to focus all your energy there. You need to be focusing on increasing your frequency and vibration and not getting caught up in fear, for sure. And so thus, the idea of just minimizing your time on such not pleasant ideas is the way to go. So hopefully I can follow that approach on tonight's show. So to get into some of the not so pleasant part related to this COVID-19, personally view this as the last stages of the overthrow of humanity by artificial intelligence. And I would highly recommend that you go to Project Camelot and Carrie Cassidy's most, I guess it was May 13th, she has a video called Fight the Borg. And if you put all the dots together, you can see why. And she goes into some detail. And I'm not, I was presenting this idea long before she did, but the whole idea here being that if the powers that, the dark side, let's call it, get their way and people get force vaccinated, and in order to prove they've been vaccinated, they have to have a invisible microchip put under their skin which is kind of called now ID 2020, which has a patent number of 060606. First off, if they can do that, then you don't have any rights whatsoever, not even over your personal body. And also, it's a stepping stone to the connection to the 5G and the AI, so that in point of fact, that is the mark of the beast, and you become a basically a node in a AI computer program without free will or sovereignty. Very serious concerns here. And we're about on the edge of falling for it, in my opinion. And although positive news here, I saw a poll recently that showed that only 30% of Americans would be in a big hurry to take a vaccine that came out, which is a good sign. But on the other hand, I think their strategy will be something along this line, that there will be a second outbreak, serious outbreak, probably even more serious than the first one. And no matter how many states are freeing up their, you know, economical engines at the moment and giving us more of our liberties back, there's a high probability that everything will get shut down again. Only the plan this time, after the shutdown, according to people like Bill Gates and others, would be that once you shut down, you don't get out unless you've got the vaccine and the chip to prove it, which basically could put you in a situation where you can't, you know, get a driver's license, get a passport, a plane ticket, buy or sell food. Very, very serious stuff. And I can see already that in Wuhan, China, there's already a second wave. Wuhan, the whole province has been shut down again. And everyone in that province is being tested. So this is something that, you know, we need to be aware of. And also with respect to a vaccine, I've been stating for over a month now, long before anybody else, that this virus is a nanobot virus. And the virus itself calls itself protomolecule COVID-19. It's an AI infection. And none of these doctors that are out there talking, as well-intentioned as they may be, this is something that they've had no experience with. They don't even know what they're talking about, because it takes a special microscope even to identify a nanobot infection. So this isn't your normal coronavirus that we're dealing with. And in terms of coming up with a viable vaccine, as far as I'm concerned, that's just garbage. How are you going to come up with a vaccine for a nanobot? And we already see that there are companies out there that already have the vaccine that's in the experimental stages, that they're testing on people or whatever. So here we've got an experimental vaccine, which they don't even know what it is they're dealing with. And that's supposed to be, that's going to get sold to the American public, you know, and enforced by the military. I mean, give me a break here. Like, I'm hoping that the military has enough sense not to go for this. I mean, I don't know. I think they took an oath to support the Constitution, and certainly anybody that's getting a vaccine against their will is definitely against the Constitution. And hopefully anybody that can't see that, well, I don't know. I feel sorry for that. But the bottom line is there's no such thing as a real vaccine for this. In fact, as far as I know, okay, how did the AI infect the Alpha Draconians? It infected their computer system aboard their spacecraft first. and they couldn't stop it from there. So how would you go about stopping an AI infection that's already infected millions? So as far as I'm aware, the only thing that there's some highly advanced ET races, higher dimensional, that could blow out an AI program, but we don't have such technology. So this is a most serious issue. And I want to point that out before I get into the more positive aspects of this. Now, you can always remember one thing is to not go against the negative, but to create a new positive. And also, the frequency you put out is the frequency you get back. So I think people need to make a conscious effort to be aware of this and do meditations and take part in group meditations. It's like, it was even proven scientifically, it's called the Maharishi effect, where if even 1% of the population meditates, it affects the whole environment. And I heard recently through an interview with James Rink, he interviewed a guy named, I think he's called Peter the Insider, and in that interview, Peter said that the effect of millions of people who have been doing these group meditations has had a huge effect on what he called the egregora, or the group consciousness of the entire planet, which is also connected to the Gaia energy, to the point that the dark has even lost control of the matrix. In fact, I remember back in the 1970s, I had an article published in the Winnipeg Free Press, and the headline was Transcendental Meditation, Crime Buster of the Future. And in my opinion, this current medical tyranny related to forced vaccines is a crime against humanity. And it was even part of the Nuremberg trials and the conclusions that our rights as people were to never experience again these experimental vaccines used in our body without our consent. And it was even one of the quotes there that said, even at the cost of the life of a nation, that this should never happen again. And this was agreed to by all nations. And I might also add that this idea, I never heard of this word of an egregora, but it's also called like an astral group mind. And it can be either negative or positive depending on the level of vibration and the frequency. Most of the connections with the negative egregora come from negative contracts made with physical or astral entities in exchange for power, fame, or material goods. Also, some of these contracts or pacts can come from emotional persecutions, which at some point was born of an intent to keep the victim under its dominion to the extent of various earthly and parallel lifetimes. And some of these corrections can also be activated through vices, addictions, unruled sexual activities. When a soul gets committed to these types of obscure energies, there is always the tendency to lose vital energy, which can result in the compromise of the monadic essence. And a person psychically balanced and with positive thoughts creates a very positive or prosperous and luminous personal egregora. The same can be said of the opposite behavior. And the only way that one can be rid of a negative egregora is to affiliate it with a stronger positive one. So this act of group meditations certainly is one way to impact this the whole situation. In fact, it's pretty clear to me that what's happened here in the last year or so, it seemed like the dark side basically were stretching out the timeline, kind of slowing things down for the most part. But here in the last year or so, it's just been accelerated huge, which makes me think that there's also a possibility that the ascension of this planet may be accelerated as well, or that there will be some ET intervention of some kind, some interesting surprises that will be in mankind's favor around the corner, because clearly this is the end game for the dark side, and we haven't seen yet what the light white side has in mind. Further, the idea here is to, at some point after you figure out what's going on, is to embrace your sovereignty. Never give consent or permission to anyone to violate your body, and eventually we could even embrace those of the dark power as part of our own outward reflection and thank them for helping us grow. But imagine millions of people continuing to meditate, or even a billion people, would be really fabulous. And clearly what I'm seeing from even family members that you thought were never really interested nor would comprehend what's happening, I'm finding that they're contacting me and giving me their version of what's happening, which isn't far off. You should always keep in mind that according to Bashar, you don't change the world, you change your beliefs to attract you to a slightly different parallel reality, which is in line with your frequency and beliefs. And also, keep in mind always that no circumstances come with built-in meaning. So we need to place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on the entire situation, and you will have a positive experience in the long run. And when I say that, I don't mean to give lip service to it. Like, for example, you could say to yourself, I don't see any possible way anything positive comes from this, but I'm going to muster up a positive spin, and I'm going to go, yeah, I'm putting positive emotion into this idea of having a positive experience from this situation, and really get into it with all your emotion. And that's the way to connect yourself to those holographic inserts that are out there that you attract yourself to. Because you can't experience anything in the 3D reality unless your frequency match for that experience. So notwithstanding the challenge of dealing with personal restrictions, because I think the biggest concerns here are not about the virus. I mean, if you have, I think I've seen studies that anybody that had proper levels of vitamin D, nobody's attracted the virus that has that. It is programmed to attract compromised immune systems, and clearly when you're in fear, your immune system shuts down. So that's, you know, it's the same thing as a compromised immune system, so you need to stay out of fear. And obviously, great beliefs to embrace are that you have excellent health and that you're always in the right place at the right time. And I really think that those are probably the two best beliefs that you can have. And no matter about anything else, when we're talking about this whole situation, compromised immune systems, unfortunately, in America, a lot of people have compromised immune systems. And how do they get their immune systems compromised? Well, they get them compromised from fluoridated water. They get them compromised from the nano and other adjuvants that are in vaccines. They get them from GMO'd foods. They get them from the chemtrails with the barium and aluminum. So there's a variety of ways that that people need to start making some changes in their life if they want to build their immune systems. And, of course, the vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. Vitamin D, as far as I'm concerned, the best way to get that is from sunlight. So, again, this locking down is not favorable to your immune system. As far as I'm concerned, neither is wearing a mask. You're just breathing in your own carbon dioxide and put your body in a stressful condition. So, you know, I'm just saying my opinion is that if you look at a country like Sweden that didn't really shut down, their kids still went to school. if you look at all their numbers in that country of the reported cases and deaths, it's better than some countries in Europe and not as good as some others. But at the same time, the bottom line is probably when it's all said and done, they'll come out of it with a better herd immunity than a lot of places. So as far as I'm concerned, it kind of goes through probably 75% or 80% of the planet's already been exposed to it. It's just a question of if you allow it to activate in your system. And the best way is to have a good immune system. And so we need to be putting our focus on getting good vitamin C, vitamin D, and looking at other positive things that raise your frequency. And that to me is just, you know, the smart way to go. I'd like to also make the point that the general population does not realize that we are involved in a cosmic war. The first and foremost battle is the battle for consciousness that is being fought by keeping the population at a lower vibration and under a spell of ignorance. And I think this is really the worst part, because this is where stupidity and evil cross paths. Because if you're so stupid that you're going to support evil or help implement an evil plan just because of your stupidity, there's a high price to pay for either losing all your personal freedoms or even your sovereignty. Because as Kerry Cassidy points out, the end line here is a Borg-like hive mentality, which is what they want to try and create. And likely this will be also tied into moving to a digital currency. I don't think for one minute they ever anticipate ever paying off all these trillions they're handing out now. They're just going to write that off and move to a different financial system, which will probably be a large part digital. There's a secondary battle going on that's just as important, and that can be won with information and due diligence. We are currently fighting to keep our physical bodies alive, to clear and strengthen our auric field, and to activate our dormant DNA, which will free us from this lower vibrating matrix. The auric field is made up of energetic resonant layers of subtle energy fields that are connected to other energetic points in the body. A healthy and vibrant auric field forms a shield of protection around you and can create an escape from the denseness of the reality in which your consciousness resides. In order to transform your reality out of a dense vibration play of domination, control, and energetic consumption to a reality of abundance, peace, inequality, and love, a person must be able to activate and grow the energetic center of their spirit in the heart area. And Eastern Vedics refer to this energy as the chi or the prana, and the goal is to connect and activate the energetic centers and run the energy. When the energy is moving and all the energetic points connect, the polarity shifts, which illuminates and vibrates the body's frequency to a faster rate. And this grows the auric field and raises the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and etheric body's frequencies. Another name for the flow of prana and activation of the DNA term template is the spinning of the Merkaba. The Merkaba is the egg in which you can travel, or your own personal spaceship. And so thus we really see the connection to doing a Merkaba meditation, which I'll at least share with you the outline of one that you can do in a few minutes. But first I want to connect to a quote from one of my spiritual teachers, Sri Ramana Maharshi, who reinforces this whole idea of the power in the heart. And he states, and I quote, that the entire universe is condensed in the body and the entire body in the heart. Thus, the heart is the nucleus of the whole universe. And I'm going to repeat that because I think it's worth repeating. The entire universe is condensed in the body and the entire body in the heart. Thus, the heart is the nucleus of the whole universe. And that's from Sri Ramana Maharshi. And coincidentally, Plato, the famous Greek philosopher, said in Timaeus that the universe is shaped as a dodecahedron, so the news is over 2,300 years old. From Dan Winter, we get the grail in your DNA inspired from your heart because bliss is fractal. Winter says that the Syrian Anunnaki, called Antu, which was Enki's dad, he had a plot to conceive a bloodline to give the losing humanoids a chance in the war with the Drak-Borg machine or empire. And he says the Hebrew alphabet is actually the machine code for Tetra Matrix, soulless DNA codon programming nested in magnetic domains used in the Ashtar central computer, the hive mind of the machine or the empire. And he said that a Batal Ophanic winged dragon or Vestal Queen named Aide, A-I-D-E, was assigned as the surrogate wife replacing Yahweh, or Michael, Enlil's mom, to Antu on Sirius A, to create a bloodline psychokinetic enough to threaten a galaxy-wide scourge of computer-controlled, robotic, machine-dominated, heartless Dracos. The fallen seraphim called Nephilim, meaning no DNA implosion. Only the psychokinesis, the real Shem from On of coherent Ka, or body charge field, and he says that's the same as may the force be with you, it's only available to those whose DNA heart code contains the shareable fractal or pure intent wave, could have any hope of survival in a heartless machine empire. This, he says, is real galactic history and the origin of the gold powder. And if you're not familiar about the gold powder, if you take gold and melt it down, you get the white powder. And the white powder is the Philosopher's Stone, and it also cures any DNA conditions. Winter says that the Holy Grail is in your heart when you choose the perfect fractal and very attractive perfect compression that is love itself. And I think that, you know, his website's really an interesting one to explore. I might also add that in terms of techniques here, I'm going to talk a little bit about a simple one that you can use for the Merkaba technique. And basically, I think the best idea is to go online and try to look under a tetrahedron. What you want is to see one in motion, because when you do a Merkaba technique, it's basically two tetrahedrons kind of inverted to each other. And so you've probably seen a Merkaba crystal, but to see one in 3D where one part is, one pyramid is rotating one way and one the other, and this is the whole idea, that you need to be able to visualize this tetrahedron shape and then visualize yourself inside of that Merkaba, or two tetrahedrons. And the idea here is that one spins one way and one spins the other, and they don't counter-rotate at equal speeds. They counter-rotate in a balanced way. So the way I always do this one is that once I've got myself firmly visualized inside the Merkaba vehicle, I always say, I now activate my Merkaba field, and my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way at half the speed of light. Then I go, my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 60% the speed of light. Then 70%, 80%, 90%, 99%, and then my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way faster than the speed of light. And at that point, anything in your Merkaba and your Merkaba field can move into the next dimension. So to me, this is an effective technique to try And the more you do it, the more you feel comfortable with it. And again, this is to do with another name for the flow of prana and activation of the DNA template is the spinning of the Merkaba. And you can actually use it as a vehicle to travel to the different dimensions or anywhere you desire. So, and I'd like to also share with you another idea that comes from Greg Braden, and it's about kickstarting your immune system and kicking it into high gear. And you can go on YouTube and you can check out Greg Braden, Heart-Brain Synchronicity. And the basic technique is to, you could sit in a chair and get comfortable, or even in a yogic position if you like, and do some deep breathing for a couple of minutes. And then the whole idea is to touch your heart in a meaningful way, and your attention will go to your heart center, because where you touch, your attention will follow there. And once you touch your heart in a meaningful way, then you emit a positive emotion like love, compassion, or gratitude, unconditional love. You know, find something that you can get, generate positive emotion from, and send that positive emotional energy for a couple of minutes. So the whole process can only, you know, can take like between 5 and 10 minutes. And in that 5 or 10 minute period, they've done studies from the Heart Brain Institute and Heart Math, I guess it was called, Institute. And the results are just phenomenal. That particular little technique activates 1,300 biochemical actions in the body and kickstarts your immune system into high gear. And interestingly enough, it lasts for approximately 6 hours. So this is a really simple way for, you know, you to start your day. You can spend 10 minutes to kickstart your immune system, because this is about the best thing you can do with respect to any kinds of viruses. A positive immune system, this corona virus, its consciousness actually calls itself proto-molecule COVID-19, and it admits it's programmed to attack compromised immune systems or people in fear, because when you're in fear, you shut down the immune system. So when your immune system's in fight or flight, it's not concerned with taking care of business. It's concerned with putting energy to the extremities of your body so that you can fight or flight. So the whole idea here is boosting your immune system. I'd also like to, I don't recall the source of this information, but I thought it was an interesting list that these are things that affect your auric field negatively. Because as we know, okay, all disease, including a virus, it's gonna start in your auric field, and all disease is connected to emotional issues. And anything that's in your auric field has to exist in your auric field first, and then manifest in the physical body. So this list is our list of things that affect negatively your auric field. And I'll read the list. Street drugs, excess alcohol, cigarettes, vaccines, pharmaceuticals, petrol-based chemicals used in beauty products, aluminum buildup in the body, wearing metal on the body other than gold and silver, clothing made of synthetic materials, unpure water. Fluoridated water is the worst. GMO food and non-organic food with pesticides. Chemicals and building materials. Dissonant electromagnetic resonance of the grid lines where you live. Electromagnetic low frequencies emanating from Wi-Fi, cell phone towers, televisions, radios, Gwen towers. Chemtrails. manufactured pathogenic viruses and diseases such as polio, bird flu, HIV, etc. Lack of natural sunlight and nature, pornography, and toxic people. An interesting list. And by the way, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga and, you know, kind of wanted that list, but you're only going to remember a few of them and you want the whole list, you can always go to the archives of this program. And there's no strings attached. It's a free service. And an easy way to do this is just go to my website at etyoga.com. And on the main page, there's a very obvious signal there that says Radio Archives. And you just push that one button, and it takes you to the most recent programs. And probably my last four programs have somewhat been around this topic. And I think you'll find that the information has been way ahead of the curve. Hardly anybody's talking about this whole coronavirus as being a nanobot or a nanovirus. Carrie Cassidy's clued into it finally from some of her whistleblowers. So you can check out Project Camelot. She's clued into it. David Icke's caught on to the rest of the agenda about the AI takeover, but he hasn't tuned in that the virus is a nanovirus yet. And hardly anybody else knows this. So, like, if you're listening to this program, you're one of the first people on the planet to get this information. So, It's a very complex situation. I might also share with you, it's actually a letter on how to be a tyrant, and it's by Larkin Rose. And Larkin Rose, as I understand, I think she's a Romanian psychic. And I thought it was quite interesting. So bear with me. Your peasants must never be allowed to realize the power they have. Their power can be deadly to your regime, even if they do not resort to violence at all. Gandhi led millions of people in India in a bizarre revolution that crippled control of the country. Amazingly, they did this without any violence. To a large extent, they defeated an empire by doing nothing. Mere passive noncompliance with the commands of an empire, if done by enough of the subjects, spells certain doom for any tyrant. If one day all of your victims decide not to pay your taxes anymore, there is nothing you can do to preserve your power. If they all decide to ignore your laws cease to exist. Always remember, your authority exists only in the minds of the peasants. If they ever stop perceiving you as an authority, your reign is over, and it probably won't even be a dramatic, violent end. Instead, you may simply fizzle into irrelevant oblivion, as the peasants, including your enforcers, simply forget to bow to your will. They won't even need to oust you. They will simply ignore you out of existence. And that's How to Be a Tyrant by Larkin Rose. I also want to share with you, if you haven't ever checked any of her meditations out, Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A, Solara on A-N, Ra, R-A. And she has, if you go to YouTube, one is called Equinox Corona Light Expansion. And in this particular meditation is some advice for dissolving the coronavirus. So worth a look. In fact, she's got probably some of the best meditations that that I've ever seen. I might also point out that Egyptian healing rods, I find, are highly, highly effective with respect to clearing your auric field. And I don't hear too many people talking about it, but to me, this is one of the best inventions that's come to light in recent, well, it's been around now for about 15, 20 years. I think I've been using them for about 15 years. And they were discovered by the Russians, and they were used by the pharaohs in Egypt, and only the inner circles in Egypt use them. They have effects on longevity as well as health. And basically, it's a copper rod and a zinc rod that you can hold in your hands. And there's crystals inside. They were forged in a pyramid. And the effect of holding them is like being inside a pyramid. And you just have to hold them for 15 or 20 minutes a day, and you get the results. And I've seen some of the Curlian photography of people that were sick that held them, like they did the Curlian photography before and then after they held the rods. And when they hold these rods, their auric field lights up like a Christmas tree. Very similar to people who go into the healing chamber of the Bosnian pyramid where they do before and after Curlian photography. So highly, highly recommend Egyptian healing rods, another positive thing that you can do to assist in your health and your overall frequency. And as well, I wanted to share the... in India, their mythology states that once in ancient times, humanity was steeped in suffering, and the devas and the gods got together and made a solemn resolve in the deepest level of their consciousness to find a solution for the suffering. And they churned the mighty ocean from where they had been told relief would appear, and when they churned the waters, Amrit Kalash, known as the nectar of immortality, appeared with this precious gift. All of humanity recovered its health and happiness. And in 1980, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, founder of Transcendental Meditation, gathered together the most eminent Ayurvedic scholars and physicians of the time to see what could be done about the stressful lives people were living. And one of the first things to emerge from these collective deliberations was a powerful rasayana. And the rasayana is that which negates old age and disease. And to nourish the mind, body, and spirit in a very holistic and balanced way. Maharishi decided to name this rasayana Amrit Kalash, which represents the essence of the supreme knowledge of the ancient Ayurvedic text. And I might add that an independent researcher, Dr. Yuki Nina, that's N-I-N-A, a Japanese researcher, studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years and found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. That's A-M-R-I-T-K-A-L-A-S-H. And research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are at least 25,000 times more powerful than those of vitamin C and E. Taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. This astounding ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. And so I think that's pretty good advice. I've been using that product. I always have some on hand. It's very similar research done, similar results as carbon-60, except this is not a nanoparticle. So that to me is much preferable. I might also add that over the course of time, in terms of the quickest way I know to raise your overall frequency is the Pleiadian Pillar of Light. And the Pleiadian Pillar of Light is basically you get in a comfortable position. Maybe you do your asanas and pranayams first, and not that it's necessary or a prerequisite, but then you basically ask for a pillar of light to come down through your 12 chakra centers. And if you focus on that for a couple of minutes, you're going to start to feel the energy coming into your 12 chakras. And usually before I start that, I like to ground myself to the center of the earth, so I usually send a silver blue cord from my base chakra down to the center of the earth and ground myself there. And then I ask for the pillar of light to come from Prime Creator, or whatever term you want to use for where you think source energy, wherever you want to see the white, that light coming, and ask for that pillar of light to come down through your 12 chakras, and do that for about 5 or 10 minutes. And to me, this is the quickest way to raise your frequency, because it raises your light quotient. There's other variables you can try with this as well, such as you can visualize one stream coming in through your 12 chakras and through your crown chakra, and then when it reaches your heart chakra, you can send it out into your light body. That's a nice variation that you can use. You can also use it in a reverse fashion, where you can see yourself down where you sent your grounding cord, down at the center of the earth, and take your consciousness up that pillar all the way into your, from the center of the earth into your base chakra and out through your crown chakra and out through your three chakras outside your body above your head, and going straight up to back out through the center of the galaxy and to source energy. So you can use it in reverse as well. So these are kind of variations that you can do if once you become more experienced in that technique, and that's called Pillar of Light by Pleiadians. And that was actually presented to us way back in the 1970s from Barbara Marciniak's book, Bringers of the Dawn. And Bringers of the Dawn is one of the books that I recommend as kind of like the classic text to start getting involved with extraterrestrial names and concepts. And I still say that back in the 70s, material such as the Seth material from Jane Roberts and Barbara Marciniak and Bringers of the Dawn, and Bashar was putting out information then too, and he has his book out called Blueprint for Change. So all of these people were putting out amazing information that's all being proven today by modern quantum physicists. And the guys that are seem to be at the forefront of that, Greg Braden and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and there's another one too that's I forget his name at the moment, but they do their workshops together, and I really like all of them, and they also are just basically reaffirming information that came out about 50 years ago. I'd like to, at this point in the program, to give you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and also success in dealing with the challenges of the coronavirus. And I'd like to, in parting, share with you the Who Am I technique, which is where you get to the highest place you know how to get to and put your focus on the center of your forehead and become that spot. And the idea here is to ask the question, who am I? You can do that once or five times or whatever is most comfortable for you. But the main idea is your full attention focused on that one spot in the center of your forehead, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun with a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now.
The time okay, man. Look forward to hearing from me in a couple of weeks.
And to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all. It is time to become a part of all.